We're now joined by our second and third place finishers in today's fifth annual Chevrolet Silverado 250. Finishing third, driver the number 33 Stealth Chevrolet, Kaz Grala. Kaz, take us through that last lap.
Well, I would say the 19 truck definitely had more speed than we did all weekend practice qualifying too. Certainly got to commend Penske on their cars and trucks. They're pretty stout, so it's tough to compete with that for sure. But the last five laps, saw him coming. I knew it was going to come, but, you know, you watch the past couple of years here, there's always contact in the last few corners, and I think there's a time and a place to move somebody, and I don't think that was the time nor the place or the way to go about it, frankly, because he and I have been friends for years. We used to be teammates in Bandoleros. It would have been nice to at least finish 1-2. I know he had a playoff spot on the line, but you don't have to lift someone's rear tires up off the ground going into five. That's just not a good place to do it. So I got a lot of respect for him as a road course racer, but definitely lost some of that today because I personally wouldn't have made quite that move. You got to move a guy for the win. You got to do what you got to do. You got to time it well, though, and that wasn't proper right there.
We're also joined by the runner-up today, the driver number 18, Swiss Toyota, Noah Gregson. Noah, you got the runner-up finish, but you seem pretty disappointed with that outcome.
Yeah, I mean, we should have finished third. I hate it for Kaz because he probably should have won this race, but a little bit of a dirty move there at the end. But just on my side, we should have finished third. We came out second, and I really had one goal today, and that was to win, qualifying sixth. I thought we were going to have a little bit more speed. Just worked our way up through the pack, came and did a green flag pick stop around lap 30, and just was trying as hard as I could at the end, and didn't quite get the job done. My guys at Kyle Busch Motorsports, they just built a brand new road course truck for me, and had a really good Joe Gibbs Racing motor in it, and just couldn't get the job done. So just disappointed in myself.
And then for both of you, Kaz, obviously you have the win to get in the playoff. No, obviously you're still looking for one, and then obviously Cindric got the one today and probably played into him making the move in the last lap. Talk about how your strategies are different being in the playoff and being in the playoff hunt and needing that win to get in.
Well, for me personally, it doesn't make much of a difference because the playoffs are competitive. It's really hard to stay in them, and the playoff points are what give you that leg up to make sure you do stay in them. So from my point of view, we were going for stage wins and race wins just like anybody else because it doesn't mean much to be in the playoffs if you're the first one out of the playoffs. You really got to come to compete there, and those five playoff points for us would have been extremely valuable for our season going forward.
And no one being on the edge there, going for the win?
Well, I really didn't have anything to lose there. I was making kind of some rough moves there. I made a four-wide pass into turn four, but that was just
that
really...
That seems pretty sketchy.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that again, but it set me up to be in a good position there after that. I made a couple positions up, but... I really didn't have anything to lose. I was giving it all I had and racing as hard as I could, just trying to use whatever I learned through the past road course racing last year in the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series. I had a few wins there, so this track's very, very fast and really not like a track I've been to before. So I guess it's a decent finish for my first time to this racetrack.
And then do we have questions for Noah or Kaz?
Because every time NASCAR goes to a road course, this seems to happen where it's a bit of a controversial move. Someone's upset about it, and then someone obviously ends up in the victory lane. Do you think NASCAR needs to do something to maybe, you know, strengthen the rules so that it's clean racing to the end?
Personally, I know in my position I should probably say yes, but frankly, as a race fan myself, I don't think so. I think it's good to have exciting racing and contact. Last year was a great finish, and people say what they want, but it was exciting. Even watching the replays, I was in the race, but it was exciting watching it back. But at least those guys kept going in the same direction and finished 1-2. If I'd had a move like that, I wouldn't be quite as disappointed with it because a 1-2 would have been would have made more sense. It would have been less dirty, but there was no need for what happened to have happened. I don't think that's NASCAR's place, though. I think that's driver respect. I think that's really what plays a role in that.
Yeah, I agree with Cash. Just it's all about kind of give and take. Obviously, you're racing for the win. One guy's already into the playoffs. The other guy needs a win to get into the playoffs. Today, I would have liked maybe that 19 to be black flagged, and I could have maybe made it into the playoffs. But we had 15 races before this to get a win. So kind of sucks that we had to put it all on today to wait this long in the season. I've been trying as hard as I can, but just going back to the question, it's just really a judgment call for NASCAR. So I don't think it'll be a good rule for that. Just more of a respect deal as a driver and know when to make a good move and not make a good move for the win.
All right. I think we're all set. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.